Hi, baby. I'm back. My appointment went great, and I love my new doctor. They actually listen to me, and they don't make me feel judged. And I don't know, it was just great. I felt safe. I felt like all my needs were attended to. I felt like they cared. Oh, this? Well, it's just a little light bruising. They said it would go away in like a day or two. No, it's fine. It was part of it. Well, you know how when you go to a doctor and they ask you if you're sexually active? Yeah, so I explained that. And I explained that we do get up to some kinky stuff. And they said, like, what? And I mentioned that we do breath play sometimes, and I really like being choked, but you're good about it, and you do it the safer way, where you squeeze the sides of my throat, and you don't just, like, try to crush my windpipe. And we had a very good conversation about safely choking. Like, I explained how we have our nonverbal safe word, the 3 quick taps. So we have that one. Signs to look out for, I'll tell you all about them later, and that if you're not careful about it, that it can lead to some of this bruising. And he demonstrated how easy it was to leave bruises, and how I should tell you the tips and tricks he sent home with me on my little paper. He wrote a little note so I wouldn't forget. So thoughtful. And yeah, it was great. Baby, it's really not that big of a deal. They're a doctor, okay? They're literally paid to do this. Look, baby, you know that I love you, but you're sounding a little insecure right now. It's a doctor's appointment. You know how many patients they probably see in a day? Probably like 50 to 100. Baby, come on. Kink is so mainstream now. It makes sense that with a patient that is sexually active, they'd want to make sure that we're being safe about it. Because, I mean, look what happens if you take it even just a little bit too far. And I didn't even do the safe word or the safe signal or anything. This is just, I could have gone for longer. He was showing me how easy it is to get carried away and not realize that it could be doing damage like this. Especially visible damage that could, you know, put my social life or my job in jeopardy. And you know how interconnected healthcare is with all these other facets of life. So I thought it was, you know, I thought it was really special that my doctor took that much care in going over more than just my health aspects, you know? Because so many of these do impact health. Really showed that they care about all of my well-being. I mean, I cannot tell you about it if you don't want me to, but it's not like I have anything to hide from you. I was excited to tell you about how well it went, and I had ideas to bring back for our bedroom stuff. You're being so insecure about this. It's fine. But hey, if you don't want me to tell you how the rest of the appointment went, I won't. Well, usually I go to my, you know, gynecologist, but he said that he had the stuff to do it just right then and there, so I wouldn't have to schedule a whole new appointment. So I did. Baby. Baby. Do you want me to continue telling you about it or not? Because if you're going to have this big overreaction to it, then I just won't tell you about my doctor's appointments anymore. I mean, you're making a whole huge fucking deal over something that's completely normal. Oh, come on. I've had gynecologists before that weren't female. It's their job. Someone's got to do it. What about this? They are non-binary. which is super cool. They had a little pin that said he, they, and everything. So I've been using both their pronouns. Why did you want me to be talking about multiple doctors doing this stuff to me? Because I thought you didn't even like the idea of one doctor doing it to me. I'm just saying, you know, if that's what your mind immediately went to. You're so weird about these things. Well, if you promise to behave yourself, I'll tell you. Are you sure you can handle it? They used a speculum and everything. Okay. I warned you, though, so now you can't freak out. Alright. So, you know how speculums can be kind of big and uncomfortable? Usually they put, like, a ton of lube, but he says that some lubricants are, like, really uncomfortable, and honestly, he is so right. It is so weird walking around after a gynecology appointment with the excess lube in my underwear. It's like, no thank you. So he suggested that natural lubricant is an option, and that he could help me, and that by preparing my vagina with his fingers, it would actually be easier to get the speculum in later with less lube. Babe, he didn't finger me. He took a gloved hand, you know, because it's medically necessary, you know. Like, he took a gloved hand, and he took one finger, and he slowly inserted it inside. And he was telling me all about how if you gently rub upwards in, like, a come-here motion, that it can help stimulate the vagina to produce more lubricant. Because that's what we're going to use for the speculum. I swear, some people are so, I don't even want to say ignorant about healthcare stuff. This is probably just, I don't know, more progressive than the healthcare you're used to. I mean, you can switch to my doctor if you want. I'm sure he's got openings. Whatever. Do you want me to continue or not? Okay. Anyways, so he was doing that, and it felt really good, and it really did produce a lot of lubrication down there. I was getting wet so quickly, and it's hard to do that because, you know, those doctor offices, they're not exactly a arousing environment, and no one looks forward to the speculum, but when it was time to insert it inside, I told him to just go ahead and use the biggest size they have. Because, you know, they always want to try and use the biggest size unless they think that, like, there's no way the bigger or medium sizes are going to fit and they have to go immediately to the teeny tiny one. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm super wet. My pussy is already slightly stretched out. He got two fingers in me at that point. And they were getting ready to put the speculum in and just rubbing it on the tip of my pussy because you just have to lube up the tip really well. And then he slowly pushed inside, and he said I was handling it so good, like I was doing better than his previous patients, which made me feel so seen and so special. I thought that was really nice. And so, let's see, where was I? Right, he was sliding the speculum in me, and it was definitely bigger than their two fingers, but it actually felt kind of good this time. And speculums, again, not something that feel good. I mean, as you probably already know, right? So putting inside me, and he moved it back and forth a little bit, you know, just to make sure that my walls were coating all of it in its natural lubricant. So much nicer than the fake lube that they put on. It's just like a whole glob of it, and it's cold, and it's uncomfortable, and everything's awkward. Not this time. I swear, they have a calling. They could have been a full-on gynecologist, and I would have believed it. That's how good he was at it. And he was slowly inserting it in, and he got it as deep as he needed it to go. And, oh man, when he pressed the handle to open it and clicked it into place, it was just, it was like the best stretch I've ever gotten. Whew, It's almost like a dildo, which is crazy because, you know, those things. You know how it is. Anyway, it surprisingly felt so good. And then when he was getting down there and looking and he had the little swab and everything, the swab part was still pretty uncomfortable, but I was so wet that it was like, I hardly even noticed that it was this dry swab just scraping, you know, like it always is in other gynecology appointments. And knowing that they were just looking down there and inspecting it, making sure that everything was healthy and right. So nice. He said that everything looked normal, and they said that my pussy is beautiful, and it looks like the perfect mix of tight, but also accommodating when aroused. So I have a medically perfect pussy, apparently. Oh my gosh, babe. You know that a pussy that is too tight during sex and causes pain is a sexual health issue. You know. And there isn't anything wrong with a non-tight pussy, but did you know that having sex regularly is actually good for your health? And so if you were frustrated with me and, I don't know, we didn't have sex as much, which I don't think would be the case, because I know you'd love me even if my pussy wasn't, like, tight. But, you know, it's much more fun when it's tight and you can really stretch me out. I mean, you like that, don't you? Don't tell me that you've been lying this whole time, or just saying what you thought I wanted to hear. So you do like how tight my pussy is. Then boom. You agree. Medically perfect pussy tightness. Results won't be in for about another day or so, but he said that on first appearance and asking me questions about, you know, more sexual health stuff and how I take care of everything, it seemed fine. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. So when he was getting my natural lubrication ready, they were putting their fingers in and they were doing a little come here motion on what he told me is my G spot. And there's also an A spot, but that part I didn't really get very well. I was a little distracted, if I'm being honest, by the pleasure. So I'll have to like Google it later. Look back at our summary, at our visit summary. That's what it's called. I'll have to look back at the visit summary notes, see if he wrote anything down about that. And while they were doing that, and he was talking about the breath play and how kink, sometimes when you do something, like choke a person, it makes them tighter, which is part of why it's so enjoyable in sex, and that's also just really sexy to know. Like, I didn't know that. I know that I get tighter when you touch my clit, like when you have your fingers inside me and then you rub my clit with your thumb, and it's like, oh, so good. And he was saying that, you know, sometimes if it gets too tight, that's actually an issue, but that it doesn't. And he was testing it just a little bit. And it was super hot. So hot. It's like, I felt like I didn't even need to breathe. I mean, he let me, obviously, but even if they didn't, oh man, it was just so good. I'm definitely going back there. And since our insurance seems to cover a lot of doctor's appointments, I think I should start going back there, even if, like, I don't think it's, like, I need medical help sort of thing. Because, honestly, I'd go back there even if I just had a cold. I just felt so welcome and accepted, and he made it such a pleasurable experience. I really think that you should go visit them. Like, switch your doctor over, or do, like, an intake, whatever. I don't know. It could be good for you. What are you doing? Are you seriously turned on by this? Didn't know you had a thing for being told about doctor's appointments, but okay. No wonder you were acting all insecure about it. It's not that you're so insecure that you think that a doctor is being inappropriate with their patients. It's that you wish that you were a doctor doing that, or that it was being done to you. Isn't that right? Babe, I've totally got you clocked now. You can't just deny it. Why else would you be so aroused? What, you just like me telling you about other people fingering me and choking me, telling me how perfect my pussy is? I never thought you'd be into cuck stuff, but if you want to do something that's, you know, actually cucking and not just a normal doctor's appointment, we can talk about it. I mean, I'm open to trying. It would be a little weird, though. I don't know. I've always considered myself monogamous, and, well, that's what our relationship has always been. I didn't think you'd ever want anything different, but seeing as this seems like something you're interested in, we can explore your cuck side more if you want. Baby, I know that cuckolding as a kink gets, like, a bad reputation or whatever, but I'm your girlfriend. You don't have to be all weird and insecure about it with me. We need to be able to be open with each other about sexual and kink stuff. Just like with my doctor. Whatever. We can pretend it never happened, but I'll know. Keep it in the back of my mind, maybe for some future dirty talk or role play, that you totally have a thing for doctor's appointments. And, you know, cucking. I didn't say it, though. You know, I never said it. If you asked, I didn't say anything. You know, it's just about doctor's appointments. You totally don't have a thing for hearing about, you know, whatever you think is someone else fucking me. Very clearly was not sex, but, you know, whatever gets you off to help you sleep at night. You're so weird. Come on, I'll make you dinner. Oh, and wait until I tell you about my new dentist.